Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in today. I have to tell you, I wasn't quite sure about doing this show today, and then something said, just do it and see how it goes, and I had this feeling that there would at least be a couple of messages that needed to come through. And as I was sitting here listening a little bit before the music came on and before the show started, there were a couple of things that came through to me that I'll share that are very specific to, I think, certain people that hopefully will end up hearing this. But there may also be messages that are parallel that apply to more than the name or the person that I'm speaking directly with. The reason that I started to not do the show this week, last week I skipped the show. If you've been following the show at all, it's new. I've had two episodes. I generally plan on doing them on Tuesday afternoons. But last week my son was visiting, and I have actually been splitting time between two places. So I was traveling, and my son was coming to visit, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and I just did not do a show. Planned on starting it again this week, but I'm still kind of traveling and hesitated at first, and then I felt this push to, no, go ahead and do a show. It may be a short show, maybe a long show, and if you haven't listened yet, that is kind of my plan for this show, which is basically not really a plan. I'm just going to let it come through as it does, and that's what I'm doing today. So when I set this show up, when I scheduled it last night, I scheduled it with the idea of discussing clearing a path to awakening. And we all have an awakening available to us, but we all, in this world that we live in, and in our day-to-day lives and duties and pulled in different directions, we also have a lot of obstacles. So it can be helpful to begin to do things that help us clear that path, because we may not even be able to feel or see an awakening in the states that we are in. We're overscheduled, we're overburdened, we have struggles and troubles, and we feel like we need to be in five places at one time, many of us. And it takes slowing down and reversing, or at least taking time to open up to that path, I believe. And I think there are some ways that I can share with you that might be helpful if you're struggling with finding that avenue to even allow time to awaken. A message that came through to me, and I just kind of feel like say it because it may be urgent to someone that isn't ready to call in. The name I was getting was Suzanne. I don't always get it exactly right, but I usually get it in that general, in the general similarity of names. And I feel like, Susanna, you are in an abusive relationship. I don't know exactly the nature, but I feel like it's abusive. And all I wanted to say is, why are you staying in it? Love yourself, heal yourself. And what I was also feeling was lower back, maybe lower back pain, but the symbolism of lower back and what that might mean. So what I did, and this kind of thing can be helpful for anyone that is trying to listen to their own guidance, because you don't need me. Everyone can do it. You know, I may have practiced a little more at it. I may have opened myself up more, but everyone has the ability to talk to higher self or higher power and feel those things. When you get those feelings, when you get those symbolic messages, such as something like lower back, pay attention, what it means. Like what I did in this case, I grabbed my book by Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And this book, you can look up specific symptoms or areas of the body and translate it to what it might mean on a spiritual level or just in your life, what you need to pay attention to and release. And so lower back area, and I think this was related to this person named Susanna, the lower back is fear of money, lack of financial support. And that is probably what is holding you back from stepping into your own power, from stepping outside of abuse. And abuse can be verbal, it can be physical. I'm not getting an exact feel for what the situation is. But what Louise Hay suggests, a new thought pattern, and you can take this up, or anyone that's listening with this kind of issue, is I trust the process of life. All I need is always taken care of. I am safe. So focus on that for lower back or for this kind of situation where you may be in fear and staying stuck because you have fear of financial support. Okay, so moving on, we do have a couple callers, so I'm going to get to that really quickly, but I want to share just the first step in clearing that path to awakening. The first step is pretty simple. Be open to it. And I say it's simple, but you'd be surprised in these lives that we lead and how busy we are and how programmed we are that many of us aren't even open to it. We believe what we believe about God and spirit, and we don't dare cross that because that's what we've been told, and we just don't venture very far outside of that box. So the first step is being willing to let go of all that you have ever been taught about God or spirit. And when you do that, you can experience it for yourself without limitation. You can have the direct experience rather than someone telling you what the experience is all about. Now, that's not saying that nothing we've been taught, or that there is nothing that we've been taught that is valuable or that is that might help us be closer to God or closer to spirit or closer to our greatest selves. What it's saying is that we have to let go of the limits. So sometimes you have to step entirely out of it and decide which aspects of it you believe are true for you. And anything I say on here is really just my belief. I don't worry that anyone else agrees with me. I'm not going to argue it because that's not my place. It's not your place to tell me what I believe. It's not my place to tell you what you are to believe. But what I believe my purpose is and my journey is about is sharing my beliefs so that others, it might resonate and they may say, you know, I tend to think that, so I'm going to do my own exploring. And I feel like a big part of that, because I was raised in the Christian faith and Southern Baptist is primarily how I was raised. I was Methodist before that. I've confirmed Episcopalian, so I've explored, but it's always been mostly in the Christian faith. And I'm curious, and I read about other faiths, but the faith that I have always been entrenched in from childhood and what has been taught to me has been in Christianity. So I feel like my purpose is very much about being a bridge to those ideas, that it really, the specific religion you choose isn't what's important. It's important that you do it in love. And so we can all coexist. And once we realize that if it's about love, then it's about God or whatever we call it. So I feel like that is my real purpose, to be that bridge. And that's what I'm doing with this radio show. And also, I always like to tell people about my Facebook fan page, which is, if you're active on Facebook and you search for the page Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, it will pop up and you can like my page. And almost every day, sometimes a couple times a day, I share a thought or a passage from A Course in Miracles or a book or the Bible or whatever comes to me as kind of a thought for the day or the afternoon. So I do hope that you'll like that page and be part of it. I'm going to jump into calls now, and then I'll come back to some other steps that you can each take on your own journey and clearing that path. But I do want to begin the calls because they're backing up a little bit. So the first call I'm going to take is from area code 704, and you'll hear a computer voice that will say unmuted, and that's when you know you're live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. How are
this
you
is
today?
Diane. I'm good.
Hi, Diane. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You go ahead. You say whatever you want to say or ask whatever you want to ask, Diane.
Well, I just wanted to know if there are any messages for me. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if you can do this or not, if you're able to tell me the name of my spirit guide.
Okay. We'll see if that comes through.
Perfect.
What I immediately saw for you, or you know, almost immediately within a few seconds of you starting to talk, was a tricycle. It didn't feel like to me that it had any real specific significance, like, you know, in your life. I don't really know if you know a tricycle that you've kept or adored. But what I thought the message actually was symbolic, and it was three-prong, and that can mean many things. What it means in the spiritual sense is that balance, and in religion, it's the Trinity, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It can also be mind, body, spirit, and it feels like to me that for the most part, you're balanced, but you have maybe, you're a little off in like one of the three. And so what you should focus on now is trying to get just a little more balance, because when you get that balance, if you think of a tricycle, then it's going to operate really smoothly. If it's out of kilter, if you got a wheel that's off, you know, loose or something, it's not going to operate really well. And so I'm trying to narrow down. In the sense of mind, body, spirit, it feels like there is something body maybe blocking or off. Do you have right now any aches, pains, or maybe health issues? Anything going on that you feel?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm hearing and feeling is that if you can get that just lined up a little better, it feels like you're really close, then your spiritual path is going to be much clearer because you don't have that little bit of lopsidedness. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to see if I get anything to help you. What's the best, you know, in other words, what's the best way to get that lined up? Do you do yoga at all?
No, I do not do yoga.
Okay. That's what I was feeling. Now, it doesn't have to be go to a class, do, you know, very strict or scheduled yoga, because you know, that can be kind of intimidating. But you may, what you may want to do, it feels like some kind of stretching like that. So maybe some online videos, go through some basic stretches, relaxation, get in that meditative state, that, you know, yoga has that physical way to, you know, through the body to get in that balance and in that meditative high energy, high vibrational state. And it feels like to me that would be very helpful to you in your health issues. And I'll ask you what your health issues are. If you don't want to share it, you don't have to. But maybe if I hear it, it will make more sense to me.
I've had issues with kind of like the upper part of my back and as well as my my right leg. There's been a couple of things that have been said to me what it possibly is, and that's about it.
Okay. Do you see why yoga would be excellent for both of those, the stretching and –
Well, I can see the stretching, yes.
Yes. The upper –
I would not be able to sit in the yoga position because I can tell you right now.
Well, that's why I'm saying, you know, not necessarily going to a yoga studio. And I mean, I myself even find that kind of, I pay more attention to, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right?
Yeah, right.
So you may a video or YouTube, or you can get the same thing and sometimes even better that way. And I don't want to offend anyone that is like a yoga teacher, because I don't know enough about it, but really just the physical movement and stretching that is also meditative. And somehow I think for you in that, when you're doing that and you're doing it in that higher vibrational state, that something's going to click for you spiritually and physically at the same time. And there's a release that will come to you, I believe, if you take that physical kind of approach. And it feels like to me the upper body is carrying too many burdens, overburdened. Do you have a sibling that maybe you're someone close like that you're that you maybe carry too many of their burdens, or it feels like you've got your own stuff, and then but you're knocking out some of your own stuff because you're too involved carrying other people's burdens or someone else. It feels like maybe it's even someone specific. Does that sound?
I've got a lot of things going on right now, and as far as my other sibling, him and I we haven't talked in quite a while.
Okay. It's probably that I feel like it has something to do with that, whatever tension that is, whatever. I don't know if you feel any guilt or if someone tries to make you feel responsible or guilty. I think you need to release that. And I think for you, the physical movement will speed up your release. Always done, though, in that meditative with a purpose of letting go.
Okay.
So... okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Sorry.
I feel like there's something else too. Is there something else you want to ask?
Well, I just wanted to know if any family members have come through.
Oh, okay, or your spirit guide. Let's see. I'm not really feeling any name specifically or any I'm not feeling it. I don't know if it's me, and I'm just not clear, or if it's just not time for someone specific to come through and say anything. You know, I feel like here's what the message is. Focus on this. Do you know, stretch, feel, meditate while you're stretching, whatever, if you want to call it yoga or anything. Get into that deep, more physical meditative prayer state, and I think you may actually feel the spirit guide yourself. And I think what's happening right now is that you're a little off balance, and so anything that might come through, somehow you may even be just not clear enough for it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So And feel free, you know, you can call back another time or email me, especially if you're on my Facebook page and you want to send a message that way. I've been a little bit behind on that lately because I've been so busy, but I will get back to people. you know, if anything else comes to you and you want to sort of follow up, feel free. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Right. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. The next call is from area code 607. So you'll hear unmuted, and that's when you know you're live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. This is Judy. I follow you on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's good to hear you have another show.
I'm glad to have it. It's been a kind of long break, but I think the timing's just right to go back to it. It feels right. So I'm glad you could tune in again.
Yeah, well, I just appeared on my Facebook page, and I thought, well, that's got to be a sign. I'm going to call you.
Oh, that's good. So do you have a question today, or do you want just general?
You know, I really don't have a specific question. I've been trying to, you know, be more awake to the spirit and everything else, but it's a daily challenge. But
okay.
I'm just wondering what you could see.
I saw an owl for you. Is there any significance at all? Are you seeing owls? Are you...
No.
Okay.
I'm seeing dragonflies a lot.
Dragonflies, okay. Well, that's a very good spiritual sign, the dragonfly. The owl, you know, it can mean a lot of things. It can mean your own inner wisdom. It can also mean there's deceit around you. There's something that's maybe not being portrayed exactly like it is. It feels like to me that that's the nature of this symbol right now for you. I feel like there's something that let's see, fairly close that you're not really getting the real story or the real facts on. Let's see, it feels maybe financial in nature. Are you doing anything new, like business-wise or with partnership with anyone?
I'm not in a partnership with anyone. I do have a business online I've had for 4 years, but, you know, it's more of a hobby.
It feels like there's something that kind of has some kind of financial ties and you're not getting the whole story, or you're getting a little bit deceived about it. So it might be an investment. It's so general to me that I'm having trouble pinpointing it to something real specific, but I just feel like there's some deceit around you, and maybe the best thing to do is ask for signs specifically yourself. What I like to do in those situations is I ask for for instance, if this, you know, if you have, if this, then I would like to see, if this is the truth, then I would like to see yellow butterflies. If this is, you know, and write them down, because you'll think you'll remember them and then sometimes you won't. And you can kind of narrow in on some areas that maybe you need to see differently, or it would help you to see differently because you don't want to get misled or burned or led in the wrong direction.
Right.
So I think if you ask some real specifics. Okay, it feels to me, what are there any coworkers that you have kind of some
oh gosh.
it feels like, you know, what I started to just end it with, you know, if you ask some questions, and then I'm kind of getting coworker. I feel like it's female. It's kind of like, and it's not real, real serious, but it's sort of like someone that acts like your friend but really isn't, and is maybe kind of undermining you. And see, that makes sense for financial, if there's something at work, because work is our financial life stream.
Right. Well, that could, you know, I consider all my coworkers to undermine me. I don't trust any of them, so, you know.
feels like there's maybe one more than the others, but yeah, maybe it is just an environment where that is the atmosphere, and whoo, that's tough to be in.
That's a tough place to be, but you know, this my love doesn't pay the bills, I guess, you know.
I know that feeling. Well, I think it's real important for you in that environment, and you may just have to be in that environment. Sometimes that's just the way it is, to be very aware and ask a lot of for signs. You know, if you feel something, well, do I need to be leery of this person? You know, if so, let me see whatever and come up with and write them down, because you may have several going on at once.
For the last, I guess, 3 weeks or a month, when I walk into the place, you know, I ask to surround myself with the white light of the Holy Spirit, and mm-hmm. I bring, you know, to bring blessings on everyone in this building. So actually, it has gotten better. I don't know if
that's
my mindset.
That's excellent thing to do, and kudos to you for remembering it.
As I walk through the big doors, I look up at them and I go, oh, please surround me with them. So, you know, it's helped.
Already
I don't know if it's
where. But it does feel like to me there's maybe more than you even realize. So you keep that white light surrounding you.
Yeah. Thanks, Sherry. I got the day off today, so I'll remember that tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for coming back online.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, and thanks for being a follower of the radio show. It's good to have you back, too.
Yeah. Well, blessings to you, Sherry. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to take one more call and then go back to some of the steps that I wanted to pass on. Okay. The next call is 928. For those that would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-633-9823. And so 928, you're up next. And when you hear unmuted, you'll know you're live.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with? What's your name?
My name is Alfina.
Alfina?
Yes.
Okay. It's a pretty name. Okay, what can I do for you today? Do you have a question, or do you want just some general feeling?
I'm looking for a general love read.
Okay, you mean like soulmate, that kind of, am I going to find love, that kind of thing?
I'm actually in a relationship right now.
Okay. Okay. I saw very quickly when you first started talking, baseball bat. So I'll try to narrow down what that might mean and see if anything else comes through. The bat was actually the most prominent. So I'm trying to decipher what that means. Do you, in this relationship, do you ever feel like you're getting whacked around like a baseball?
No.
You do not?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's very interesting that you're calling about love and it's baseball. I actually think maybe the baseball and baseball bat has something to do with something else to come through. So I'm gonna kind of slide that over and see if something else comes of that. As far as love relationship, so you are in a relationship. Are you wanting to know, is this a good one for me, or what? What are you? Is there anything more specific you want to know?
Yes, I'm wondering if, you know, I'm making the right choice, or, you know, the right decision
by being in it, or is it like a marriage proposal, or is, or just by being in the relationship at all?
We are actually talking about some things right now, like taking the next step, so it's kind of, yeah.
Okay. I'm not getting a real clear. I'm getting kind of a frazzled sort of feeling from it. I think there are some things maybe that need to be ironed out or cleared out first? Have you had, have there been a lot of ups and downs so far?
No.
No. See, it sounds like to me from your end that it's a very good relationship, but I'm getting something that feels kind of opposite that, like, you know, not lack of stability or just kind of ups, downs, like something maybe
no.
needs to be smoothed out or cleared, or so it's kind of odd because what I'm feeling seems to be the opposite of what you're feeling, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what that means. Okay, how long have you been with this person?
I don't want to say.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just say long-term, short-term? Or do you not even want to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have to. That just helps me kind of... okay, what I think I'm feeling, and it may or may not resonate with you, so, you know, please, you have to listen to your own. I can only say what the kind of the feelings I'm getting. It feels like to me that I don't know, there may be something financially that you have to be careful about in the relationship. You don't even have to answer if that's that it feels financial in nature, and like, just be careful. There's something that needs to be straightened out or cleared. I mean, when I say that, it could be anything like, okay, this person has bad credit and you need to be careful about getting entangled in that before you, you know, start blending finances and having, you know, whatever, you know, the next step might be for you. So it feels like just be cautious of that and be aware, and maybe not fully take a gigantic leap into this until some things are ironed out and very clear that are very fair to you and that support your best situation. So
you mean financially, or
it feels like to me it might be financial in nature, like that maybe there are some problems there that you know, if you just go ahead and leap forward, are just going to be magnified, or maybe something's going to fall on you that you either weren't aware of or that would be tough for you, or so it just feels like sort of like the yellow flashing light. You know, just be cautious, because you know, don't take the giant leap until you are real aware of all the situation. So that's not me saying, oh, that's a bad relationship or anything like that. It's that be aware of this, because it could come up later to be a difficulty for you if you aren't aware and if everything isn't laid out on the table. Okay? Does that make sense? Does that feel right?
And you're basically just talking financially. That's the aspect you're talking about, like, to be aware.
That's what I'm feeling. But, you know, keep in mind that what I could be feeling is just, well, that's the most important thing, or I could just be getting one thing to pay attention to. It feels like to me that there is something financial. Maybe it has to do with credit history, and then you're going to get mixed up. But is there any – here, let me ask you this, and maybe you can answer this without feeling like you're giving, you know, saying too much. Is there anything with this next step that has to do with finances or joint finances or co-paying, or is there anything like that that's part of it?
No.
No? Not like moving in together or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. Well, that's what I'm feeling. Just be careful. It feels like specifically in the financial area, and make sure.
Is there anything else you pick up on it? Like, I don't know.
I'm just mostly getting that, like, financially it could be real tough for you. So make sure you know that situation. Because you're saying no about, like, finances or commingling, but I just keep feeling like there is some sort of something that some next step is going to involve.
No, like, I basically, financially, I know, we both know about it's going to be difficult and stuff, so I don't need anyone to tell me that or, you know, look out for it or whatever. You know, I'm just looking for what else.
You mean difficult, like difficult affording? What difficulty?
Yeah, like I know there's going to be difficulties in that area, so.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm feeling is maybe you don't know how much. Is this person good with money?
No, I pretty much do know.
Okay. Okay, you think, okay. Is this person good with money? Is this person someone that likes to spend? I mean, what, you know, it's hard for me if I don't get a lot of the feedback.
Do you pick up anything else besides financially? Like, that's...
That's the one I'm getting really strong. And
why
it feels
like
there's
so,
something
like,
there. Well, you know, when I get it, I always say, especially with these mini readings, you know, very short in length of time, that I always ask to, and it always seems to be the way it works. I feel like what comes through me is whatever you most need to focus on right now. Now, in general, that is about your spiritual journey. But when you're asking a specific question about a relationship, it might be how it relates to your spiritual journey or your journey in general. And that I'm feeling that so strongly that I don't want to back away from it and say, oh, no, because I really feel it for you. And that just make sure you are aware of all the details so that you don't get into a situation where it's more difficult financially for you. And I mean, I would assume this person then has regular income job and is responsible about money. Hello?
Do you want me to answer that?
I'm sorry, I didn't phrase it. I just keep getting that maybe there's something that you got to be more aware of to if you're going to be commingling in any way, any kind of funding or any of this next step, there is something financial that maybe isn't that you just don't get caught unaware of it and then get tangled in it is all I keep getting. And that's not even to say, oh, this is not a good relationship, this is a bad relationship. It's just awareness is everything. And it's one thing if you know, when you know something, you can say, oh, okay, I can handle that, and here's how. But if you're not entirely, if there's not entirely light on it, then, you don't want to get yourself caught in that. And so just make sure you're very aware. And if there's nothing there, then there's nothing there. But you just need to make sure you're protected. Have you had any history of anything in a relationship? Let me ask you this. Have you had any history in relationships where they have been financially difficult for you? Like a relationship that left you with financial problems or that had a lot to do with the relationship or the person or whatever. Have you had any of that?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? Yeah, then it must... I'm just feeling it. So, I mean...
My question really is, am I making the right decision?
I'm not getting a clear yes or no. What I'm getting is
financially
could be,
beware, that's it.
Make sure you're aware of the entire situation, and it feels like to me it's financial in nature. Like I don't, like you might get burdened with something that you're unaware of or so be aware, be diligent. There's nothing wrong with that. We should always do that anyway. But sometimes when we get, love and Cupid in our heads, we don't think properly in the sense of, okay, in the black and white and on paper, am I being wise and aware? So making sure you're aware, then you can have the Cupids and the chocolates and the rest. So,
you a name and then you tell me what you pick up on that, or?
Sure. I'll
Ryan?
See if I get Ryan. I don't get anything specific about that, and that you know, maybe more like, you know, the name, it's that person's that person's choice to ask if they want messages about their name, you know, specifically about them. I mean,
I'm asking what you pick up. Like, I'm not asking.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I am really just, I'm stuck on that, just pay attention to the financial, just pay attention. And so when that happens, at least from my side and what I've experienced with people, is that if that's happening,
yeah,
there
is everybody needs
something to it
financially, right? Like in this, you
well,
know.
Well, this to me feels
and
like.
And I already know like about the financial situation right now. I know it's going to be difficult. And
yeah.
I'm not going to do anything stupid to make it worse, you know. So for that reason, I'm like, why is that the only thing you're picking up and
well,
the only thing you're talking
because
about?
Because it must be important is how I feel about it. Now, you may say, huh, that's hogwash. That's fine, too. What I'm saying is I can't manufacture what I'm not feeling. It wouldn't be true to me. It wouldn't be true to what I'm doing. I am feeling this very strongly. You may decide, and that's completely, you have to take it to your heart. You may say, that has nothing to do with me. All I can feel is, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes,
oh,
it does.
No, I
what
didn't
I'll
say
tell
it
you
has
is when I've done
me.
This
I've,
with people.
I'm aware of it. I'm aware of the situation, so I have no idea why they keep throwing it at you. And I'm like, I know.
What you're aware of.
It's kind of
what?
Yeah, it's irritating.
Well,
and I'm
no,
like,
I'm
that's the only thing that you
what,
pick up. So
situation?
I'm like,
you're aware of what situation?
The financial situation. Like, I've already told you, like, I know
so there
it's
is
going to be
situation,
difficult.
Then?
It is right now.
It is a financial situation that is kind of a little bit of a problem right now?
Not with the relationship. Like, just financially. Like, people, everybody have financial situation, not just within relationship, but with
well,
themselves.
Well, and what I'm saying is I feel like it relates to the relationship and perhaps some future financial stability. You know, there could be some issues, you know, if you don't address that. And I am feeling that so strong, and you can completely disagree with me. And you said you're irritated. I can't help what is coming through me. If I tried to say, okay, let me give her something else, then that wouldn't be true, and I'm not getting anything else right now. I can only go with
so that's
what
basically
comes.
Just the only thing they're throwing at you is be
well,
aware
it feels,
financially.
You know, it
be
feels
aware
like maybe in your
and that's it.
There's a possibility that that one is important, and if you're resisting it, if there's that possibility, I'm not saying you are, if there's that possibility and you're resisting, then that's why
no,
it's
I mean,
really
I
important.
Just really feel that shouldn't be the information they're giving you right now. There's something way more important.
Hey, trust me.
And for that, it's kind of like.
Way. Spirit has a different way to see things. They see it, I always think of it like the hawk. You know, the hawk has vision that's, I think, something like 8 times better than human vision. They soar from up above, so they can see things that we can't see. They can see from a perspective we can't see. They can see the importance level of it. So I don't argue with them. I just take what comes through, and I don't try to, you know, say, well, that can't be the most important thing. Why aren't they? Believe me, if they're now, sometimes someone can say, okay, well, what about something else? For me, it may move into another message. This one is staying stuck here. So I don't know why. Apparently Spirit thinks it's really important, or I could
okay,
be reading
well, it. Since we're on that like issue, why don't you give like what else can they give me financially then? Like is there
well, like I said, there is something with
no, aside from the relationship, like financially, what else do they see for me? Since they're, you know, throwing that at you.
Well, you know, you called about the relationship. I feel like the relationship, be aware of that. So financially for you, is there other... now, have you... Okay, now, I know you said everybody has financial struggles. Has that been part of your recent path, a big part of it?
Not a really big part of it, but, yeah, it's there.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much common for everyone, like right now.
Yeah, at least some people are in great financial shape. So mm-hmm. Right now, finance, if you had to list some of, you know, things that you would like to change, finance, is that one? Is that, do you have stress from it?
No.
You don't have any have stress from it. So your income is good and it's covering your bills and you're, so it's not really, finances aren't really a problem right now?
I'm not saying it's not really a problem, but yeah, you know, I get by. I basically have what I need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then for me and when I see it and feel it, the sort of financial, and I hesitate to use the word warning, but it is like awareness, does have to do with the relationship, and I don't know what, because I don't know the specifics. I don't know. It just feels like to me that it could be a financial burden to you if you don't get that.
Well, what do they see for me financially, aside from the relationship? Forget that.
I tell people I'm not a fortune teller. I tell what comes through to me right now. So I was feeling...
No, I mean, they're stuck on that, right? They're stuck on financial, like, stuff. So when, like, they should give me something else, like, oh, well, it's going to improve within, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that it's because you have choices, too. So I always tell people I'm not a fortune teller. I read the energy and the vibration and what, if you're doing
what
you're doing.
No, what else can they give
now,
me on that situation, like, on that issue? Like, what else are you getting from them? Like,
let me finish. If what, you have a choice in things, too. If you feel like your financial situation isn't solid and what do I do to make it better in 3 months, well, I can't just give you, like, here's your fortune. In 3 months, you're going to have more money because
I'm asking you what else they give you, like, financially. Like, are they throwing anything else at you or is there anything else I need to know aside from the relationship?
I feel like there is a general, like, finances are getting in the way, and when I felt that was after you asked about the relationship, and I felt like there were some things that needed to be ironed out and cleared up for the relationship to be solid, because that could be a difficulty. So, you know, take that, let it digest, and see if it has any meaning to you.
And that's
leaving
all
other calls
you get, right? That's just all they gave you?
I'm sorry, that's all I can get for you, because it does seem to
and
be important.
And
what I feel like
the
is
person that I gave you the name to.
I feel like because the resistance is there for what they're wanting to come through with, it's sort of making them say, no, focus on this. Focus on that. Take that to heart and focus on that. So.
That's something
I need
that
to end the
really
call because
not
I'm
wanting
I'm,
to worry
I'm
about or think
colors.
About. So.
I've gone on a while. So I do appreciate the call.
Yeah, sure.
I could have given you more. So thank you so much for calling. Okay. Sorry for other callers that were waiting. That one got a little bit long, and I really feel for her. And you know, like I always say, I try to tell people, I get what I get, and it may not have meaning to you. It may not be the topic that you want to hear, but I really do try to stay true to that. And especially if I'm getting it in a persistent way or what I call louder. And when it's louder, nothing else will come through because it's like, no, stop, pay attention to this. So if it's frustrating to people, and I could tell that was very frustrating to her, but I'm not going to be a person that says, okay, let me just make something else for her, just make her feel better. I can only tell what comes through. And for one person, there may be all sorts of different topics. For another, it may just be one. But I always read that as if there's only that one, then it must have some validity and be important. And I will say this. When I have had these kind of feelings and it gets stuck on that one thing, and, you know, the person can be saying, no, 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 you know, you're wrong or you're, you know, I let it go. But I have found over and over when that person is absolutely refusing to focus on something that I'm saying, no, this is important, this is important, it will come around that it was real important. And so when you get a message that maybe isn't exactly what you want to hear, or even it's just not the topic, you wanted something different, it happens sometimes. I'm sorry. That's what comes through me. I'm sorry if it was irritating to her. And Alfina, I guess apology is the wrong word because I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I have to let that channel just let it come through, and what comes through, and to me that makes me more true to it, and I don't want to be untrue to it because, one, that's not who I am, and that is not what the gift is about, and I wouldn't want to just try to conjure up something to make you feel happier about your call, and I'm sorry if you were unhappy about it, but okay, a couple of calls dropped off during that, and I'm sorry for the wait, but if you want to call back, the number is 347-633-9823, but I am going to shift back into the clearing the path to awakening, and the first step was being open. To be open, you have to be willing to let go of all that you've ever been taught about spirit, about God, about, you know, whatever name you want to give it, and by doing that, by relinquishing those deeply held thoughts, you open yourself up to experience that, experience God, experience spirit, rather than learn about it and know it from learning. When you know it from experience, believe me, it will stick with you. It will not go away. You will have it forever unless you try to get rid of it. And even if you try to get rid of it, it's still somewhere there when you've had the experience, that knowing. And no matter what life throws your way and you get sidetracked, somehow you will always come back to it. So have another call, and then I'll get through a couple more steps before we close today. But the call is from 512 area code. I'm going to click on you, and you'll hear the word unmuted, and then you'll know you're live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
My name is Pearl. I'm calling from Texas.
Okay.
And that was a difficult call. I really felt for the both of you.
I know. I could sense her frustration. I so much wanted something else to come through, but I also wanted to be real careful not to, in my eagerness, to just give her something else get off of it, because that was so strong. And, you know, it is what it is. Spirit is going to tell us what they see we need, and I just do my best to try to be clear for it. And I can be wrong. I could just be off and not getting it for her. I always try to stay aware of that, too. But anyway, Pearl, what can I do for you today?
I really feel like I don't need to ask a question. I feel that you're pretty open, so I know that what is going to come through is going to come through from your guides. So if you could just take a moment. All right.
Okay. While you were saying that, I heard the word Maria. I don't know if it has any meaning personally in your life. Think it might be a spirit guide. And so does the name Maria have any specific significance to you?
No, not really.
Okay. I heard that, if I heard it that way when you're saying, I don't have a specific question, but I just thought, then my thoughts are that Maria, you probably have a spirit guide named Maria. You know, it's funny, before this show, I was feeling Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael. And what a lot of people don't know, well, and this is, you know, you can't prove this, but this is my belief about it, that Archangel Raphael and Mary are divine counterparts, like twin souls. And I believe all the angels have that, and I believe we do too, as spirits and souls. And that Mary was an archangel, or the half of the archangel, and came to earth to do a very important job. And now she is back in heaven, united with Raphael. And it's possible that Maria is kind of, well, you're in Texas. Do you have any Hispanic background or any ethnic Hispanic connection?
My husband is.
Okay. So it kind of feels like to me, when I heard Maria, that it may actually be like Mother Mary, just in the you know, name, Hispanic name, and you being in Texas, that kind of makes sense to me. Do you feel?
Yes, I had a friend who told me they she's from Palestine, and she says she doesn't know how America came up with Mary, because where she's from in the Middle East, it is Maria.
Most of the world, it is Maria, and the thing is, I don't guess it really doesn't matter what we call them or it or but it, you know, the Jesus is not really Jesus, wasn't the name, it's Yeshua, at least from what records show. So but it's the energy behind it, so whether one says Mary or Maria, but it's interesting that it came through very much as Maria. For you, I think you have Mother Mary with you a lot. I think Mother Mary is a lot about healing and compassion and a willingness to follow. Raphael, Archangel Raphael, her counterpart, is very much about healing, like hands-on healing and compassion, love. And it's really the perfect, you know, the love of a mother is, in most cases, very unconditional. You can't break that. And that's really how we're supposed to love each other, and that's a lot of what Mother Mary represents, being that compassionate soul that understands all, you know, you take your troubles to, and she's going to understand and help heal. It's kind of the same way that a mother heals the boo-boo. I feel like you have, I feel like she's actually really trying to be very present right now in your life, and that's a beautiful thing because she's powerful and pure. And so I see a lot of green and blue around you. That's sort of their colors. When I see angels in auras a lot, as opposed to a face or I just feel what angel they are. And you have a lot of green and blue around you. I think Raphael and Mary are around you a lot, and I actually think that the reason right before the show that I felt Raphael and Mary is because you were going to call. And so I think if you can feel some connections to Mary, whether it's reading about her, maybe little mini statue, or you carry something with you that reminds you, I just really feel like she's trying to come through to you, and that your power somehow lies in that connection to her, that she's like a guide for you. And so anything you do to say, I want that, please be with me, you know, talk to her. She'll talk to you, and, you know, if it's not words, it'll be feelings. So that feels like to me that's where you are. And I also think it's interesting that you didn't ask a specific question. What I feel about that is that you're in a really good spot. You didn't really need answers, and because you're in that really good spot, you're getting this divine kind of connection that's very, very powerful, and is going to make your light brighter if you'll follow it and ask for it and open up to it. So I feel like you're in a really good spot. You have a lot of things balanced, and you're ready for something more, and somehow Mary and Raphael are going to hold your hand through that. So do you do anything with healing, or have you ever, like, you know, hands-on healing or Reiki type? Have you done any of that? Have you worked in that at all?
No, and I get asked that all the time, but I healed myself. Because you got to work on yourself first before
absolutely,
you can help anybody
out.
So,
I think
Mary
done
came
tremendous
through in meditation.
Okay.
So you're absolutely right on. And everybody always tells me that Raphael is with me. So total validation.
Okay, well, people keep asking you about healing because I think you have that natural ability, and probably because Raphael and Mary are, you know, that's who you're very aligned with. And so follow any instincts to, you know, either I say learn about healing, but you might not even need to learn about it. You may be, you know, praying and laying hands on, you know, you can heal probably, like you said, you worked on yourself and healed yourself. And that is so strong because that's what we have to do. I feel like you're in a really good place, and you're going to have a lot of healing ability come through you. So be open to that. And novena, I look up some novenas for Mary and say them. I have a friend that does that a lot. I need to do more of it. She's very good about that. And so study Mary and feel that closeness and ask her to come through, and Raphael, and I think you're going to be really pleasantly surprised, can't even describe it, like overwhelmed with this bliss, because that's your real connection. That's where you're going to connect so strongly. So be open to it. And you're ready. You're in a really good place. Okay?
Because I actually have been, working on opening up psychically, but what I'm having is I'm having some mediumship come through as well. And when I come in contact with others in groups, I really do need that compassionate part of myself, because it sounds funny, but some of the hardest people to come in contact with are others who also have abilities.
Are you saying, like, when you come in contact with them, is it because you feel like there's competition, like people think it's competition?
Yeah, sometimes.
I have experienced exactly that.
That's why circles are limiting, and they are not a good place to go to train or to learn, because they're for practice, and that's about it. And that's all you're going to get.
I can totally relate to that, Pearl, because I've said that a lot. Like, well, it shouldn't be competition. Like, I'm a Reiki master. I don't do it as a profession or, anything like that. I'm not competition in that way to anybody. But like, some people will get upset if they want to do it as a profession, and maybe you're just volunteering your service or your time. And so when you get that mixed in, that competition, it can be really tough to tread it. But I think you can find some small circles that will see it kind of like you do, and you'll be able to expand your healing, and even just offer to friends, that compassion and that listening. And I think you do have intuitive abilities and also some hands-on healing. So just find your own little way about it. I mean, that's what I've had to do. That's what anyone has to do. But stay true to that, and don't get tangled up in the competing with, or you got to market it this way, you got to do this, that's just not good for anybody.
Oh, I've left a lot of groups and just have quit. Have just said, I'm just not going anymore. I'm paying $20.
Yeah.
For what?
I think
every time that I go. That
but it's like you said, you have to heal yourself first. Well, you can be your own group, and then you can let your light shine. And even if it's not in a real specific, you're directly with someone, that light shining can do wonders anyway. So you're on a good path. You just keep on your path, and if you don't feel good about a group, then say, that's just not for me. That's not a judgment. That's just saying, it doesn't really do a lot for me. And maybe some other group or just friends will come up that are going to bring that out in you. But you're just in a really good place, and you keep it up with Mary and Raphael and Maria. I keep thinking of that song, beautiful song, Ave Maria. So you might even want to play that song, and I think it's going to set a vibration higher for you. So that might kind of be your meditation theme song. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You have a beautiful afternoon. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I do want to get back to a couple little steps from the beginning of the show. This has been an interesting show. I wasn't sure when it started, since I was hesitant. I've been very distracted. I didn't know, if things would come through, but I think they came through pretty well, and I just do the best I can. But wanted to go back to the clearing the path to awakening. Once you're open, and once you decide that if necessary, you're willing to let go of any of your ideas that have been either taught to you or belief systems that you have attached to, if you're willing to let go of that and open up to the experience, then you will begin to have experiences, that some of them will be exactly like what you've been taught. Some may be different. Just be open. Let it happen. Let God and Spirit speak to you rather than you in advance declaring what God and Spirit has to be. So ask for it. When you really feel like you're ready, make a declaration of it. You know, God, I am ready for something bigger, for a bigger experience. Please let that come to me. Show me the way. I'm ready. I'm willing to let go of my old ideas, the ones that I need to relinquish to see something more. And then that would be step two. Step three, and this is just a real general, if you're saying, how do I have a more spiritual journey? Step back and allow, and be prepared that it may not look like you thought it would. In fact, most times, it won't, or at least parts of it will look very, very different from what you thought it was going to be. Be prepared for that, but be okay with it, and maybe understand that, well, if I'm saying I'm letting go of my old beliefs and letting God show me a new belief or new ideas, then of course it's going to be a little different. And I guess, how do you know that you're experiencing awakening? Or that you've moved in that direction? I would say some of the signs to look for would be overwhelming peace and joy, and it may just last a moment, but it'll feel really, really good. And I think when you have those moments, I think when you have that perfect moment of aha and spiritual connection, it might even just be a second or two, but I think that things in your body get healed and reset. So if you begin to notice that you have more energy, or some physical changes, something that's plagued you, an illness or a problem, suddenly it feels better, or you feel more youthful, you look in the mirror and you look younger, or those kind of things are very much signs of some kind of awakening and very much common experiences when you do begin to awaken and allow that and let your light show, because that light, you're healing yourself. Just like Pearl said, you have to heal yourself first. Well, that's how it begins when you allow. So those are just a few things to give you to think about for your own journey, and ask and you will receive. So if you're ready for that a new journey and a more awakened path, ask for it. I promise you it will come unless you block it out. And I thank the callers today. I hope that I was able to help someone. And, you know, Alfina, I understand your frustration, and I hope that if I couldn't get the right message to you, that you'll get the right message, and maybe my message will have some validity to you. So, pay attention to either the page, the Blog Talk page, or my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day. And I will schedule episodes, and you'll be able to find out when the next show is going to be. Thank you so much, and I'll look forward to talking to you next time.